This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Rock and roll, meow.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, hard as hell to say, easy to dial, 281-222-2222. Yes, it is a thirsty Thursday, our first one of the NFL season. Big shout out to our friends at Bud Light for making it all happen. We are live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 up in Cyprus, and I don't want to draw this thing out any longer. We got to get to the bottom of what the heck happened about an hour ago. Texans left tackle Ariante Ursary, rookie Texans left tackle Ariante Ursary is joining us now. Tay, why the heck did you hang up on us, man? What happened? Why'd you hang up on us, bro?
Yeah, man, I'm sorry, man. I had to go to meetings and treatment and stuff like that after practice. So definitely, back on the phone show right now.
Hey, Tay, tell me, there's not a worse feeling, though, is there, than when you're sitting there, whether it's waiting on an interview on a radio station or treatment or anything, and you look up and you got about 2 seconds to get to that meeting and you're not real sure if that door is closed yet, man? There's not a worse feeling in the world, is there?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. We appreciate you joining us, man. Hey, I just wonder, as it appears you have won the starting tackle job here, left tackle job here with the Texans. I'm just curious, when was the moment for you as obviously this your first training camp, your first action in the NFL, when was the moment that you had where you felt new, like, hey, I can hold up, I can play against NFL level talent, defensive linemen?
I just think I just knew that from the start of the time that we started OTAs, and then of course there were things that you needed to get better at.
Guys, let me try to get them back on the line with a better connection. That ain't going to be nothing anyone can understand there. Cool?
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that's great. That's great.
All right, give me one sec.
Pull out of that one. That old cricket phone. What kind of phone service does Cal and Hannah got going on down there at NRG Stadium, man? They going to be all right?
I think it's the anti-Ron phone service.
Yeah, Ron done pissed everybody off here. But that's Ariante Ursary, left tackle, rookie left tackle for the Texans. We'll try to get him back on with a little better connection here. It's been a little bit of a circus today. We apologize to everybody out there listening.
I got a towel, Clint, and I'm ready to maybe to throw her in.
Ready to throw it in? Yeah,
second.
Yeah. I mean, I apologize if you're out there listening. We greatly appreciate all of our listeners out there. And that's rough right there. My advice for the Texans, though,
and
it doesn't have anything to do with the left tackle. Doesn't have anything to do with what to do with their quarterback and protect their quarterback and all that. I got some advice. You know, there's been a little problem with the Texans, right? There's been a little problem with fans tailgating a little later than maybe they should, and not getting in the game early enough to make that noise in that first quarter. You know, you talked to the fans a little bit last year about it. Well, I was listening to In the Loop today, and Reggie and John and Fig, they were doing a little exercise here, and they were going down, ticket prices, the average ticket price. I think the Texans are pretty reasonable.
Not bad,
I think as it relates to other NFL teams, I think it's pretty reasonable.
Especially the city they're in, yeah.
I think it's pretty reasonable. Well, then John Lopez, he brings up beer prices.
God, I want to hear these because I saw the hot dog prices and I was floored.
I believe what I heard John Lopez say is the Texans ranked sixth in the NFL, sixth highest beer prices in all of the NFL. Over $14 for a beer at a Texans game. Be honest with you, it'll make a sober man out of me, but I will. I got a suggestion, and I think this is a good one. I hope they're listening. I think this is a good one. If you really want to get that first quarter advantage,
Or start doing what Arthur Blank's doing.
I think you ought to take them beer prices and take them down a notch for the first 10 minutes of game time. You think that'll do it? If I'm out there tailgating, I'm drinking beer I bought down at the OC store down there. That's about 75 cents a pop.
Your thought is most people are just sitting out there. They're getting their drinks out there because they know that these drink prices are about to skyrocket on them as soon as they walk in the door.
I can only speak for my crew. And make of it what you will. We born and raised on the east side, 99.
I think you might have a similar thought process in your crew than maybe some other crews.
I ain't never been at a tailgate and thought, hey, man, we got these free ones right here. Let me bang out a couple of extra before I get in there where they get real expensive. Everybody I know does that. So, if you're listening, I think this has got legs now. Let's cut them beer prices in half for the first 10 minutes of the game. Make it 7 minutes of the game. Hey, make a little gimmick out of it. 7 minutes, first touchdown, whatever. Cut them beer prices in half to motivate people to get in there in that first quarter and get that home field advantage when they come home.
I think it would get some more people. I do. I don't know. I think there are some out there who are just partying, man, who just ain't got no concept of time. I think there are some people out there that are just out there in the blue lot just kicking it.
I think we got the big rookie back. I'm sorry, Ron, not to interrupt, but I think we got Ursary back on the line.
Go ahead. He's more important. All right. But back to it, if you could answer, when was the moment you felt real comfortable, Ariante, another Kansas City kid, shout out to you. When was the moment you felt most comfortable in saying, you know what, I can compete, hold my own with NFL defensive linemen?
Yeah, man, I'll say it was probably the start of OTAs. I mean, you could just see it, you could feel it from the guys, and I mean, not just me, but we all just continued to gradually and got better and better. So, you know, with the great words of wisdom and great words of encouragement from those guys, I'm able to continue that.
Hey, take us into the O-line room. I don't think it's any secret in the building or outside the building that the O-line room was made over this offseason, and a big improvement needed to be made. And you being drafted, I personally believe, knowing what we know now, that a big part of you being drafted here was a part of that movement. Take us inside that offensive line room and kind of what your mind was coming in a sense of hey, man, we got to kind of change the game, change the mentality on the offensive line. This is where it all starts. Take us into your mind on that front.
Yeah, man, I would say, you know, from Cam Robinson, from Lakeland Thomason, you got Titus Howard, you know, you got Jake Andrews, you got Big Trent over there, Trent Brown, you got Ed Ingram, like guys who just want to come in and ball and just compete. And I think that Cole Popovich just created a atmosphere for us to go out there and do so. He kept saying every day, the best five will play. So if you don't really play, if you don't want to play, then we're going to find the best five guys that's going to go out there and compete. So I think having that type of attitude, that mentality in the room, it makes, you know, you draw a line of sand. You're either going to do it or you're not. You know, you either want to change the culture, you either want to keep winning, or you don't. So I think that Cole Popovich in the O-line room, I think we have all done a great job of just attacking the task at hand.
All right, I'll say it. Texans starting left tackle Ariante Ursary joins the drive right here live. And Ariante, my wonder is you just named a lot of those veterans and young guys, at least in the time of me covering the NFL, especially rookies, really linked towards certain veterans. Who are guys that's really helped you, that's really kind of helped you adjust from Big Ten and college to the NFL?
Man,
I would say really all the vets, man. Their lockers are right next to mine. I'm able to sit there and talk to them every day, not just only about football, you know, just about life and, you know, all the fun stories that they have. But, you know, I would say all of them equally. Like, they all, you know, just want to continue to help me and push me to be the best version of myself. And I couldn't have asked for some better guys to be around. I walked into a good situation with those guys. I mean, I didn't really know what I was getting into with, like, the O-line room and who was on the O-line. But, like, now that I'm here, I've been here for a while, you know, it's nothing but, a blessing to be around those guys.
Hey, a big part of what we hope is the improvement up front with you guys, right, is the communication piece. Sure, there's a physicality there. Sure, there's a practice hard. There's a compete. But the communication piece right there is big time important. I'm an old quarterback, so as I was watching last year, it was never to me like, man, this is a talent deal. It was always like there's a lack of communication. Guys don't know who they have when the ball snapped. I want to take to this year and in Nick Caley's system and how you guys have been able to clean up that communication, how important it is to you, just that communication piece. What does it look like so far for you, and what does it look like in Nick Caley's offense?
Man, I would say first off the bat, man, I just want to talk about him as a person, the energy, the passion that he brings. And, man, guys don't do nothing but just feed off of him, man. He tells the stories all the time, you know, how he had to work to get to where he's at right now. You know, nothing was given. So, you know, hearing a guy like that every day that's just juiced up and bring a ton of energy and just passion, like, you can't hate the guy. Like, everybody loves the guy, you know. Him coming into this offense and just is really just establishing what he wants us to do as an offense and be very clear. You talk about the communication piece, be very communicative. And also, you know, just making sure that guys execute at a high level and also putting CJ in the best situations.
For me, Ariante, you guys have heard it. We've heard D'Amico talk about he started talking about the offensive line and the questions because it was the biggest thing in the offseason. I'm just trying to get a gauge from you. We heard some preseason stuff after the draft of conversations you may have had with CJ. How important, how much pride, how big is it that you guys are taking in terms of protecting C.J. Stroud, that he doesn't have issues and situations like he did last year?
Yeah, man, I would say we all definitely taking it very serious. You know, C.J. is our guy, and we got to keep him upright. We got to give him time. And we also got to make sure that we are communicating in the run game so that way we establish the run. You know, we're not just passing the ball the whole game. So I think that, you know, we've done a great job. And there's nobody stepping on each other's toes. You know, guys are leading and doing the right things, you know, to make this thing work.
You seem like you like to set the tone in that run game, don't you? You seem like you. I've seen you clear dudes by about three or four holes across the line.
Yeah, that's in my forte, man. That's what I love to do, man.
Well, hopefully it rubs off on everybody, and you guys can not only get the W, but can do it in impressive fashion with offensive line play, man. I think everybody, I can speak for Texans fans, I think we're all looking forward to what can be if them big boys up front can get right. So we're all rooting for you, man. And before we get you out of here, man, what is what's your favorite restaurant in Houston that you found so far?
Houston so far, man, I'm a big fan of the taco trucks, man. I love tacos, man. Mm-hmm. In Kansas City, you know, we got a lot of barbecue. No disrespect to Texas. You know, we know Texas, they say that, you know, they got good barbecue down here. We can save that conversation for a later date. But, I really just think that, you know, I love the taco trucks, that they have around here.
Well, you're in the right place. You got plenty of options. And so, but man, good luck to y'all this weekend, man. Go ahead and get that W.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for talking.
You bet, man. Thanks for jumping on.
We got him, baby.
That was worth it, worth getting there right there. Good stuff from
Hey, you
Roy,
know, you know, I had to stop. I had to stop myself there late in that conversation. I know we had time. I had to stop myself.
Oh, Kansas City and barbecue.
Well, we all know that was BS.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I was gonna judge him to see where he went. I was gonna say if you taking somebody to go to barbecue in Kansas City, I was gonna judge him if he's gonna say a bad one. I really was.
Well, Tyler, what'd you think about my plan to get the asses in seats a little earlier, man, slashing them beer prices? What'd you think?
Oh, yeah, I think it's tremendous. Anytime you're talking cutting brew prices, I'm all
Tyler,
about
don't
it.
Tyler, don't give a damn. Tyler's drinking double makers. that's what he needs.
Tyler's slashed. Out there drinking makers mark in the second quarter.
I need Blanton's half price, bro.
Tyler. Oh,
now he's drinking Blanton's at tailgates.
Okay.
I don't doubt you have, my man.
Hey, let me tell you what, Tyler. I was in Turks and Caicos.
I was in Turks and Caicos right before they let you
on that plane and that airport. They had that Blanton's over there for about $1.75.
Ooh. Them airport prices, baby.
I know our guy Joe Boy. He was saying, "Man, you need to buy me a cup." What you need to do, but it was great hearing from the left tackle for. The Houston Texans as they get ready to take on the Rams. Coming up as we continue, you got one more segment to put in your name in our raffle box to win a little Bud Light swag. We'll do that coming up a little bit later on in the 4 o'clock hour. And remember, in the 5 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win an autographed football by Daniil Hunter if you just put your name in our raffle box. The Bud Light folks is here. Everybody is having a good time. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, so come hang out with us here, Buffalo Wild Wings, here in Cyprus, off 290. We've got some injury updates with the Astros. We told you about Spencer Arrighetti. There's some updates on Jake Meyers as well as the closer, Josh Hader. We'll get the lineups for you as we continue right here live on The Drive.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 in Cyprus, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. As it is starting to fill up a little bit in here, as we are live here, Buffalo Wild Wings, Thirsty Thursday, the first one of the season. We've got at least 18 of these bad boys to hit. I don't know if Shannon and Steve gonna make it to all 18 of these, but they done made their way on out here, and they pushed it. They came to every one of them bug tours. So we'll see if they make their way out here. But you can still come on out again next segment. So you have this segment left. Next segment, we will be hooking somebody up with some Bud Light gear, and all you got to do is sign your name, put it in our raffle box. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, a signed football from Daniil Hunter, your chance to win that. All you got to do is put your name in the raffle box, and we will do that coming up in the next couple of hours. But, Clint, I did just want to let the people know, again, we're Buffalo Wild Wings here in Cyprus, right off 290. Some Astros injury news on the injury front. From the absolute latest, Josh Hader had some follow-up imaging, and it showed that he has a strain in the left shoulder and is healing, but manager Joe Espada said Hader is still not able to resume any kind of a throwing program.
So he hasn't been able to throw yet.
So just like we said with Spencer Arrighetti, if you haven't heard of that, we'll get to that in a second. Baby, it's September 4th, right? And you have a strain in your throwing shoulder, and on September 4th, you haven't been able to resume throwing yet. There's not a lot of days left in the season, so that one doesn't shake out to be great news in terms of a sign that hopefully he is back before the season ends.
Yeah, 22 regular season games before the playoffs hit. I think if he were healthy right now, a ramp up period, a couple of weeks worth of ramp up period is what somebody like that would be looking at the very least, I would think. And so, I just as a fan, I'm going to keep my hopes up that we get him back to some degree in the playoffs. Hopefully, we last long enough in the playoffs to get him back. But the injury is one thing. The ramp up period that that you know, would have to follow it is the other. So maybe he can help us if we stick around in the playoffs long enough.
Yeah. Hopefully that is the case.
Be a hell of a boost if it did happen.
If you could add him too, yeah. So that's the latest with the closer Josh Hader, and then the Astros. Jake Meyers, as we talked about, he was doing pretty well in his rehab start in Sugar Land, but he had two hits. One was a double, but then he fouled one off of his foot and went down and was pulled in the game in the fifth inning. He is going to DH tonight in Triple A Sugar Land. So at least they feel comfortable with him at the plate. Is not going to miss at least at bats, but not in the field today. So that is, I think, a good sign with Jake Meyers, and they are hoping to maybe get him here pretty soon.
Yeah, look, you get Yordan Alvarez back, and he is absolutely stroking it, and then you get, you know, at least good news that Jake Meyers is right around the corner. Hopefully this foul ball off the foot or off the shin or whatever the hell it is isn't Kyle Tucker-esque, and hopefully he jumps right back into the swing of things.
Well, but Tucker didn't DH the next day, damn it.
Yeah,
so hopefully it's not that.
Yeah, well, you never know.
With the Astros training staff.
See how he responds here. Yeah, but look, I mean, you get that guy back. You again, we're getting closer to being whole, man. We're on the backside of a weekend where you had, you know, three starters that have come off the off of injury relatively, you know, recently, pitch well, and so things are looking up, man. Things are looking up, and you get Jake Meyers back, and assuming he's swinging it anywhere remotely close to what he was doing before the injury, then it's going to be an upgrade in a big fashion in center field.
And then the last one, we found this one out earlier. If you're just jumping in with us, the Astros, they are still waiting on the MRI results from Spencer Arrighetti. They placed him on the IL yesterday. But Joe Espada, being very honest, he acknowledged that it will be tough, quote, tough for him to get back for the remainder of the regular season. So Spencer Arrighetti, who had thrown six-plus innings, a quality start in his last start, could be in a tough road to get back, and I know that one is especially frustrating, because when you start to see him maybe pull it together there in his last couple of starts, eight strikeouts, and was able to go a little longer in the game, that one's frustrating to think, like, man, he may not be back. This could be just, you know, him getting maybe what, four, you know, five, six, seven starts this season and just lost.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't, you know, I'm going to hope for the best and hope that the tightness turns into a he's good to go and let's ride. Hopefully this wasn't a, you know, they sped up the ramp-up period coming off of that broken hand or whatever it was, and now you're looking at an arm issue. Hopefully, best-case scenario, he, you know, sits for 2 weeks and then he's back in the swing of things.
Yeah. Lineup tonight, Clint, as they try to win this series against the Yankees. A really good pitcher, left-hander, Carlos Rodon, who is having a really good season this year. Jeremy Pena leads off, and Alvarez better be in the lineup again. He is in left field, by the way. Altuve's the DH. Correa is in the fourth spot. You like that? You like that top five with Walker behind him? That seems to be the route Espada and Dana are going there. That top five of Pena, Alvarez batting second with Altuve behind him, and Correa in the fourth spot with Walker back. You like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't give a rip. I mean, I really don't. I mean, when you look at those top four, the way Pena's swinging it, and you got Alvarez, Altuve, and Correa, you can shake them up. You can do the what Joe Espada likes to do with the lineup anyway. You can shake them top four up and roll them on the table and put them in any order you want, and I'm happy with it. I got zero problems with that.
Walker, he's back in at first base. Yiner Diaz catching again. Cam Smith is out in the corner outfield with Urias at second base. He's been playing there a lot. And then Dubon's in center in tonight's game. So that's Peña, Alvarez, Altuve, Correa, Walker, Diaz, Smith, Urias, and Dubon. That is the lineup for Christian Javier, who's going to try to build off his last start where he went six innings and gave up no hits. As you said, one of the three, and it might be down to one of the two of Garcia and now Christian Javier with the injury to Spencer again.
I mean, that's it moving forward. 22 games left in the season. You got three pitchers, excluding Lance McCullers. You got three starters that I think the team's still banking on. Spencer Arrighetti obviously is on the shelf for 2 weeks, and you got Luis Garcia and Christian Javier. I just need one of them to work out, man. I don't care which one it is. I have no loyalty to any of them. I just need one of them to work out.
So you don't give it to
none.
Him.
I don't care one bit. We just need a third starter in this rotation.
And
that's right. And with Alvarez back in this lineup, man, we can make some damn noise. There ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah. Also, I would just like to point out big win they got yesterday. Hey man, Brian Abreu, boy, you need you to kind of get this right here.
You ain't lying.
Let's get this right here. His last two outings, and we know everything we hear, the ninth inning is different. That closer role is different.
Yeah.
His last two outings, he's gone an inning and a third, six earned runs, seven hits, one homer, four strikeouts, and two walks. Yeah, he damn sure, he's honest to God, he's really in the Framber Hunter Brown role himself just in the bullpen, right? They like – obviously, we've talked about Lance. Lance has always been known as bury me in the H. Right now, Lance is bury me in the bullpen now.
He is buried in the H.
I'm sorry, Lance. That was unnecessary. I've been working on that
buried
one.
But, in the
bury me in
sorry.
The H.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I screwed that one up because that was good. Right now, he's buried in the bullpen. Yeah, you are right. Yeah, that was good. I stepped on you. My bad. That was good.
But with the guys they have injured, like they have to be able to depend, if they get it to the ninth, that Brian Abreu can close the door.
Yes.
Because it's a fight to get to him. And his last two outings, six earned, man. That ain't no inherited runners. That's six earned runs. He's got to, he's got to pull it together.
Hey, T, I don't know. Just to put a bow on this thing, I don't know if you got the Golf Channel in there in that studio you're in.
Oh,
I don't have it on there, but I have access to it.
Oh, Paige is up there in a full bodysuit playing in some kind of celebrity pro-am or something. So just thought
talk
I'd do you a solid,
thirsty
let you know.
Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, and every time I look up there, there's some other little numbers running around in those I guess they call them a golf outfit, but
skirt.
I mean, it's a couple threads beyond a bikini. But
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer
in
the
world. That gal right there, full bodysuit right now, Golf Channel, man, playing 18.
Tyler just broke several things at that desk trying to get to
trying
that
to find that remote.
I'm going to have to sit down during this commercial break, boys.
Tyler's up here pissed off. I don't know if I got the Golf Channel. I don't know. I don't know if I got that one memorized.
I don't know I don't know which chick it is in the little black skirt thing that's playing. I think against her in the same group, but she has got a John Daly swing. It is full.
Hopefully not John Daly. Look.
No, she does not look like John. She swings like John. That's the extent.
If it's an Xfinity, Tyler, it's in that ESPN2 range. It's right around, it's right around that range.
Love you, Paige.
That's what you're looking for. Coming up as we continue, we're gonna hook somebody up with some Bud Light gear and talk a little Texans football. How different have the new additions made the Texans? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Take the Drive.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 290 in Cypress, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live. Shout out to Victor, our first winner. You got to clap it up for Vic. There you go.
Vic.
I hope you're supposed to be here, Vic.
Hey, you know sometimes we meet a lot of people when we go out, right? You know, sometimes you meet folks and it's like, that don't look like a Steven, or that don't look like a Victor.
That's got Victor
right there. I don't even know about your real name, but they hit the nail on the damn head right there. Hey. Boy, that's a Victor if I ever seen one.
Hey, to pull the carpet back, as we say here on The Drive, when I pulled this out and I had to read the name of the winner, I looked right at Victor's ass and I said, Victor?
You Victor?
He said, that's me. Yeah, I know. No.
That's right.
Yeah, he was over there, Montel. He's sitting over there. That's his name. But, no, come on out. 5 o'clock hour, we're going to hook somebody up with a Daniil Hunter autographed football on our first Thirsty Thursday. The Bud Light people are out. Shout out to them who helped put this together. I see there's a Bud Light girl over there. She's She's hooking folks up. There you go. And my man's been walking around here, too. Calm down, Tyler. And as well as the great folks here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, if you're still looking to get out, we'll be here till 6 o'clock, getting you ready for a little football. Get here till 6 o'clock. We're here at Cypress, right off 290. Make your way on out here and enjoy yourself. By the way, it's obviously football Friday coming up tomorrow. That's our first one. We'll be out in Sugar Land in my spot, my area, Talliards. Come hang out with us there tomorrow, 2 to 6, and it'll be a good time out there in Sugar Land, right next to the Space Cowboys Stadium. So, you might be able to catch Jake Myers right after you hang out with
there
us tomorrow, if Jake is still there.
We got football tomorrow, too, don't we?
Yep, you can probably. Yep, got football tomorrow. Yep, you can probably.
Chargers-Chiefs?
Chargers-Chiefs in Brazil. You can probably go watch a pissed off Chaz McCormick out at
I think he's beyond pissed. I think he's over being pissed off.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, the people at Buffalo Wild Wings. What is beyond pissed? If you like what's the step past pissed? Because it's like pissed is the level of anger. What are you don't give a rip?
Look, bingo. We've all been there. I mean, not that we've all been in Major League Baseball or even in Minor League Baseball. But we've all been in that relationship, right, where she has the ability to make you mad and you stay pissed off all the time, and then you reach one point and you're just like, hey, I don't even give a damn. Like, you don't have the ability to piss me off anymore. You're not moving me.
I don't care, man. You know, whatever.
We've all been there. Whatever. Yeah.
You want me to pitch the seventh? Yeah. I will. Whatever.
Irritated.
Who'd you hang out with last night till 2 a.m.? Who gives a damn?
Who cares?
Just have fun. I think that's where Chaz McCormick is at. You can only take so much abuse.
Who do you think is, and I didn't mean for us to get into Chaz, but why not? Who do you think it is for Chaz that really bugs him? Like the guy that is clearly getting opportunities, well, I mean, over the years. Right now, Taylor Trammell is up there. Jacob Melton, I know, is the one for you personally. Dubon, Jacob Myers is clearly at a different track than him. Who do you think is just really, like, the one that Chaz is like, are you kidding me?
Oh, Cam.
Well, I think it goes from Jake Myers to Jacob Melton. It was Jake Myers, and then Jake got hot, and it was like, hey, okay, I see it. Y'all were right. Y'all bet on the come, and it happened.
He had 300 for 3 months. I can't really do nothing about that.
And then you get cut for 149. 149.
Man, you didn't see him turn that corner around third base yesterday and score that run.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to get out of the organization, man. He's got to move on.
He strows ain't loyal. Jacob.
I mean, he's begging to go to the Rockies right now.
Oh God, what he would love to go to the Rockies. That Coors Field, lefty boy, he might have a shot. White Sox, Rockies, all of them.
I got to look this up.
I'm certain he'd have a shot on this year's roster in Colorado. Yeah.
Well, hell, there's several rosters out there.
Most of Sugarland, probably.
We got a few teams out here in the towel.
My man got cut. My man got cut, and another center fielder's hitting 149 with an OPS of 398.
That's right, man. Yankees.
This guy was making like catches in the World Series off the wall, or like, I mean, he's back in Sugarland. Gosh dang, Jake!
Feels like a lifetime ago that imprint
damn
on the
it,
dirt.
Chaz. I mean, we went from playing Play That Funky Music, White Boy, to Boys to Men, Into the Road for his ass.
Quick.
We're playing music, but it was the wrong music.
Well, quick.
Oh, man.
All right, Nick Caserio, he was on Texans All Access earlier this week talking to Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. By the way, make sure you stay tuned. They will be coming up right behind us for an hour tonight, and then if you're riding around, Westwood One will take over. And you can hear the opening kickoff game between the Eagles and the Cowboys right here on Sports Radio 610. But Clint, Nick talked about the new additions, the new guys on this team, and we're going to get a look at most of them. Not Christian Kirk, if you haven't heard that news, he's going to miss.
Had him on my list.
Yeah, I know you did. He's going to miss Sunday and maybe a couple more weeks. We'll talk about that a little bit more in 5 o'clock fire. But this is Nick talking about the new additions and how they're going to add to this team.
It's a great question, Mark. As an example, with safeties, do they have multi-position flexibility? Are they a safety only? We've seen CJ play a lot of football. He played safety. He's actually played some nickel. He's played some dime. And then in Kirk, he's played inside the formation, outside the formation. Really, what we try to do is say, who are the players? How do we best allocate our resources and put them in a position where they can maximize their overall skill set? But I would say both players have a certain degree of flexibility. How we actually deploy them will probably change during the course of the year.
All right, that's Nick, who acquired these guys, either trade or free agency in any way. What's your thoughts about this? Because they added a good amount, but still, there are still some of the core guys there. What do you think these new additions are going to add?
Look, I just think fans are going to show up and see some impact players. It wasn't a huge number of players, but I do think there are a couple of guys on both sides of the ball that the Texans added this year that are going to be hard to miss on game day, right? You mentioned C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We've talked about him at length, right, over the last month with the injury, and is it bad, is it not? He's going to be out there. Clearly, his ability to play multiple positions, the way he plays the game loud. That's one guy that I think Texans fans obviously aren't used to seeing. EJ Speed on the defensive side of the football. I'm a little higher on EJ than most. I think he brings an athletic ability to the linebacker position with him and Christian Harris that Henry Toa and Azeez Al-Shaair just don't bring. And I'm not saying by any means that he's better than any of them. This is giving D'Amico Ryans another weapon, if you will, in his toolbox to say, okay, we need more speed at linebacker. Here, we got it. We need more length at linebacker. Here, we've got it.
Especially
in EJ
with
Speed.
All the injuries they took last year at that position.
Yeah, and just flat out, he's a good player. He's a good linebacker. He had a boatload of tackles last year with Indianapolis. And CJ Gardner-Johnson and EJ Speed, those two guys on the defense, I think are going to be – they're going to be around the football a lot. I think as fans, we got to get used to, assuming they can stay healthy, we got to get used to seeing those guys. On the offensive side of the football, you mentioned Christian Kirk, who, by the way, if you're just now tuning in, Christian Kirk is out this week. This is the fear with Christian Kirk when you sign him, is some of the different injuries that he's dealt with, being a little bit more injury prone. So we'll save the spiel on Christian Kirk, and I'll jump straight to the other one. I think it's Jake Andrews, man. I love Nick
He's
Chubb.
He's huge, man.
Look, I love Nick Chubb, and I'm high. I want Nick Chubb to be the damn Nick Chubb of old and show us, you know, that he still got some tread left on the tire, so to speak. But Jake Andrews is the one here, man. When you talk about the communication piece, talk about protecting the quarterback, you talk about running the football, the experience in this offense with this terminology, Jake Andrews is the one that has a chance to make a real difference for this team. And overall, but definitely in the specific spot where they need to improve. I think those four Texans that we're going to see this year in uniform that we didn't see last year are going to make this a significantly different football team. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, E.J. Speed, Christian Kirk, and Jake Andrews. Those are the four additions that I think change it the most. Now, I hope, like I said, I hope that Nick Chubb is on that list. Hell, I hope Nick Chubb is on the top of that list by the time it's all said and done. I think that'd be a hell of a story. Be a lot of fun for all of us here in Houston. But right now, I got those four guys right there being the biggest difference makers that they've added to the roster this year.
Text line texting in. I hope all three of those guys up front are the new additions.
As
Ed Ingram, as well as Lakin Tomlinson, and with Jake Andrews, because Clint, as we talked about it. That was the worst thing that they did last year. Was those three positions was the worst thing that they did last year. The domino effect it created to forcing your tackle to have to be worse because your tackle, who's not a great guard, had to come over inside the play guard because everybody else was trash, terrible.
They were bad.
Trash. Trying to figure out the word to use. Trash. Terrible. Awful. And you had to move him in, and then weaken that position. It caused so many problems. So those three right there inside, man. Those are the ones they really need improvement from.
Well, bottom line, you can't play winning offensive football if your interior offensive line is soft or bad, right? I mean, whether they're technically and mechanically sound, but they're just getting pushed into the quarterback's lap, or they're just bad and getting beat. The interior offensive line is, to me, you just can't overcome it. In today's football, the way that teams are paying these guys huge money inside, the Chris Jones of the world, Simmons over in Tennessee, along with Sweat from Texas. I mean, you got like there are these interior defensive linemen are absolute game wreckers, and if you don't have guys inside that can at least hold their own, it is hard to play offensive football. And so you're right. Jake Myers, Ed Ingram, Lakin Tomlinson, those three guys got to be on it, man.
All right, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Today, a little 5 o'clock fire. And remember, if you're in the building or you're on your way, we still have one prize to hook somebody up with, a autographed football from Pro Bowler Danielle Hunter. You can still have a chance to win that by putting your name in our raffle. But 5 o'clock fire, football is back. We will look at, for the first time today, the big game tonight between the I would think shorthanded Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Will get you ready for the Astros tonight and the injury news coming from the Texans. That's all next right here live on The Drive.